Woohoo! So this is another gorgeous day, and today is the fourth Sunday of the season that is known as Advent, and Christmas Day is just around the corner, right? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Now, on the previous three Sundays, a new candle on the Advent wreath has been lit, and the three Sundays were symbolizing hope, peace, and joy. And this morning, as the Advent season reaches near its completion, the fourth candle will be lit, and that is of love, reminding us that there is no greater power in the world. Amen? And on this journey called life, as well as tying into our home sermon series, we seek a blessing. And in the lighting of the four Advent candles, we invite Eric Feltes and Devin Ogden and Aurelia to share this moment with us.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Sometimes when we're trying something new, or when we're facing a difficult situation, when we want to celebrate something, when we're embracing change, when we just feel lost and alone and uncertain about life, the universe, everything, we need a blessing. We don't always think of it that way or word it that way. Sometimes we say we need advice or support or companions or someone to come alongside with us and lift our heads so that we're not just seeing the tops of our feet. But we seek a blessing.
For many of us, we go home, we ask mom or talk to dad or siblings, close friends, those we grew up with, those who know us best. We want them alongside. We want to be in their presence. Somehow we know that being there, being home, will make all things better. Maybe it won't be fixed or solved or wished away, but at least we won't be alone. We seek a blessing.
Now Mary, faced with an incomprehensible burden and gift, ran to Cousin Elizabeth's house looking for someone who might understand her situation, looking for a place to hide until the reality of her situation really became real. And she received a blessing. The prophet Micah spoke of a blessing coming to an unexpected place, an unassuming town, yet by God's grace would become the means through which God would bless the whole world. Bethlehem, the little town of blessing. We seek a blessing.
We light these candles, the candle of hope, of peace, of joy, and today, love, as a sign that we know blessing and we know waiting for blessing to be felt and lived. We light these candles as a sign that we will still seek a blessing. It's time to go home.
Amen.
Thank you. for Desi Dillon on the drums.
I can see a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared as the wise men revealed when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace. Hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ringing as softly a church choir sings. It's a song used to praise the Ancient of Days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds in praise. Like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born this night. Glory to God in the high.
Christmas carols. So we sing about the birth of baby Jesus, and I love this version because it was reimagined by the writer. So I ask that we still stand as we continue to sing this next song.
Beginning to midst of praises be unto your name, my God and my Savior, my King and my friend. Yours is the glory forever, amen. Yours is the glory forever, amen. Yours is the glory forever,
beginning to our worship service. Amen? All right, let's give it up for Melinda and the worship band. And if you didn't catch the Harmony Holidays concert this past Tuesday, well, I'm telling you, it's available online for your viewing pleasure, so check it out. It's on Facebook or the YouTube pages of the church, and the same goes for this past Thursday's Blue Christmas worship service. Our thanks and appreciation to everyone who participated in these extremely meaningful opportunities and experiences. So mentioning the Blue Christmas worship service and taking us back all the way over to All Saints Sunday, that was November the 7th, individuals wrote on prayer cards. And just so you know, that there, over there to the side, is the prayer wall. And so individuals wrote on prayer cards to express the losses that they may have experienced since the beginning of the global pandemic. And so what happened is during Blue Christmas, and as you see this morning on this side table here, the prayer cards have been placed on this table, giving these over to our divine and creator who is caring and loving and supportive. And the votive candles have also been lit. And they represent our grief and our burdens and our sorrows as we ask the Comforter and Restorer of all to help guide us and find Christ's light to shine within us so that we're able to live life fully and wholly. All right, so we're in the home stretch, pun intended, as we wrap up the home sermon series as well as our fast approach to Christmas Day. This coming Sunday is Christmas Eve, and we have a combined worship service that's a Harmony in Hollywood UMC, and it's over at the Hollywood campus at 6817 Franklin Avenue, and it's at 6 p.m. in person, but if you can't make it over there, then catch it online via the live stream. Heads up that next Sunday, December the 26th, we will have worship, but it will be online only. Online only, and what's going to happen is we're going to have that for both Hollywood and Harmony, and so it's not in person. However, on Sunday, January 2nd, boom, we're back in person. We're in that groove at the 10:30 a.m. slot, and of course, it's going to be live streamed as well. Now, I want to give another shout out to all of the contributors who have enabled us to install the lights and the cameras so that everybody can enjoy this from afar. The last announcement that I'll make, if you've not signed up as of yet, and this is important, is to participate in the LA Homeless Count in 2022, then I urge you to consider this volunteer opportunity. And for us, it's going to happen on January 25th. Harmony is the host site for Toluca Lake Neighborhood's Homeless Count, and Beth Mueller has already stepped up to join me, and we also have Danny and Matt Brown. And so we are two teams, and so we want to have more individuals participate. The count volunteer total of participants is 35, and so there's plenty of room. Let me know if you'd like to be part of this important community outreach effort. So with all of this, we give thanks. We give thanks. We're so thankful for all of our worship participants and this morning, and so a shout out to our production team in the back, our greeting team, to Melinda and the worship band, Eric Feltes and Devin Ogden, Jewel de Guzman, Shauna Carroll, Beth Mueller, and Rev. Jefferson Beaker, and to Josh Astor, who is far away, but he's going to provide us with this morning's children's moment.
Now, I live in Kentucky, so my home is about 1,800 miles from where you guys are right now. However, I was thinking about one of my favorite musicals called The Wiz, and in the story, there's a girl named Dorothy, and she's trying to go home. And at the very end of the musical, she sings a song called Home, and there's a line that says, "When I think of home, I think of a place where there is love overflowing." Now, I was thinking of that phrase, a place. When we think of home, we think of a location, but sometimes it doesn't have to be like an actual building, like an address. For some, home might be where our family is. And for some others, it could be maybe where there's a gathering of people, like Harmony, or a church, or a community, or maybe even a classroom. There's also the concept of home being maybe a feeling, like where we feel at home. Wherever that may be, I want to remind you that there is a blessing to going home and to finding that. I'm also reminded that Dorothy wasn't alone on that journey. She had something with her the entire time, and that was her dog Toto. Isn't it cute? Toto never left her side at any point on her journey. And just like that, God, our Creator, is with us. We feel our Creator's presence wherever we go. They are never going to leave our side. And wherever that journey takes us, maybe it takes us down dark paths or scary places, our Creator is with us and His presence is going to follow us. Now you may be asking, what if I don't have a home? Are there people that don't have homes? Yeah, there's people that are homeless. But the beautiful thing about our Creator is that they follow us wherever we go. We're not alone. We are never alone. Sometimes the blessing of going home is the journey itself. I wish you all the very merriest of Christmases and a very happy holiday. And I hope to see you guys very soon when my home is in California.
Now we invite all of our friends who are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 years old to join us in the back of the room, and we'll head over to Harmony Kids.
Morning, everyone. Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together on this beautiful Sunday morning before Christmas. Thank you for the rain we had earlier this week and the clear blue skies that come after the rain. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we give thanks for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we meditate on the hope that he brings to the world. May you bless us and watch over us over this holiday season. We ask that you be with those who are facing hardships and loss during these times. Please heal their hearts and continue to love them through their challenges. Lord, I invite your peace to rule over our hearts. As we reflect on the many gifts you have given us, let our hearts be encouraged with the truth that you are a good God. May our words and actions be ones that glorify you. In your name we pray, amen.
All right, good morning, everyone. Hi. Oh, yeah, my mask is on. I keep forgetting. I'm so used to wearing them all the time. I'm sure you are, too. Maybe. Yeah, new normal. Okay, when I think about Christmas, I think about warmth and lights and Jesus, obviously, and snow and music and joy. Woo! And Harmony has all of those except for snow. Which I'm not mad at, because, you know, if anybody is from the East Coast, you know you have to dig your car out in the morning before you go to work, and that is not fun. Snow is good when you don't have to go anywhere, but not any time after that. So, harmony couldn't be, I couldn't imagine spending Christmas and celebrating the birth of Jesus anywhere but harmony. I love it so much. And it brings me so much joy to be here. If you feel joy celebrating here or just being here with all of your lovely faces and all of the warmth in the room, we have a way you can support Harmony, and it's called the Joy Box. Woo! It's a little box in the back of the room. If you feel so inclined, you can make a donation there, or you can scan to give on those, you know, little text scan, or you can text to give, or you can give with snail mail, or you can go online to give. There's so many ways to give, or you can give with your time, even here. The only thing that we ask is that you give with joy. Woo! Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. The translation is from the New Revised Standard Version. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Word of God, words of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Yourself a boat, babe. Make yourself a sail. Float into the ocean to nowhere. Yeah, I see you looking, looking for a sign, praying for a beacon. So here's the morning, lead your heart down to the bay. Don't resist the rain and storm. I'll never leave you lost at sea. I will be your lighthouse keeper. Bring you safely home to me. I will be your lighthouse keeper. Bring you safely home. Yeah, I see you know. Hoping you'll be home for Christmas time. In my arms will be wide open for the moment you arrive. And when you set sail on your journey, I will be your lighthouse keeper. Bring you safely home to me. I will be your lighthouse keeper. Bring you safely home to me.
I don't know about you, but the minute I heard those first chords, I started tearing up. I'm so grateful that Melinda shared this beautiful and moving song, The Lighthouse Keeper, with us. The lyrics are by Sam Smith and Labyrinth. And a couple of weeks ago, I was at a winter concert presented by the Angel City Chorale. And I had the joy of listening to this Yuletide carol for the very first time. And the minute I heard it, I mean the minute that those words came out, I was just like, Melinda, I got to ask Melinda to sing this for us and gift us with this song. Because it's just a glorious and comforting melody. There's someone looking for a sign. And they're praying for a beacon. And then there's someone, another person that's waiting for them, and they are that light. They are that light in the night, and what we are being told, friends, is that love will guide us. Love will guide you and lead your heart. No matter what you're going through and no matter what you're being met through along the way, in a time in which we may feel separated or alone or feeling afraid, that when we see that light and upon our arrival, there they are, and they're just welcoming us with open arms, providing us with a much-needed blessing, the blessing of home. Friends, this morning we conclude our four-part sermon series, Home, and we started off the series centering on our true home is in Christ, and that Christ is building us into a place that where God lives through the Spirit. And the second message, the fear of going home, addressed the aspect that, you know, going home for some, it is not easy. That home is rocky road, and I'm not talking about the ice cream, right? And that during these times, this is important that we change our relationship with fear, that we change it. And so what we do is we need to stop, and we need to look up, and we need to make a conscious decision to make space for God. to make space for God, allow God in, and for all of us to remember that you are worthy and that you belong. And then fresh off last Sunday, whoo, Dr. Larry High. Boy, he inspired us last week, right, with that passionate message, the joy of home, amen? And I want to make it clear, and as he did, that as we think of the joy of home, that every house has rules for living, house rules, and that sometimes to get the joy of home, we need to clean house. Not necessarily fun, but absolutely necessary. And he left us with this important question to ponder: what then shall we do? What then shall we do? And now we're going to turn our focus on the blessing of home. And first, I was thinking about the blessing part. Why is it that we need a blessing? I mean, come on, what is that all about? So, all right, on the one hand, a blessing is a calling for the Holy Spirit to come and transform us. And that makes sense, right? Yeah, that calling. And that calling then, what it does is that it leads into being blessed by God, and that means that we become holy, that we're reflective of God and the purposes of God. All right, that's a good theology, right? That's all solid. Yeah, that's good and solid. But I'm like, all right, come on, Mark. Let's get real. What else? Why else do we need a blessing? All right, so I was thinking about this. How about a blessing for the need for protection? The need for protection. So I was thinking about for myself, and I'm going to give you a personal example. Years ago, I was about to start filming a horror film. And I know Melinda loves horror films. So my character, though, specifically was dealing with some very dark material. And I am telling you straight up, inside my bones, and my spidey sense was going, and it was all tingling and stuff. And all right, now admitting I'm a geek. All right, so there you go. But I really felt that I needed a provision of a safeguard during this filming, that I wanted God's protective light to surround me for against whatever spiritual forces of darkness that may be on that set during that time. So my instinct said, go see the pastor. And so I went to my pastor at the time and asked for a blessing, and he gave me the blessing of protection. So that's an example of this. Now, if you think, we can think of blessings in a different way. And so how about the passing of the peace? The passing of the peace at the end of worship. So what we're doing is we're blessing each other, right? And so what we're doing is we're praying that our divine creator is going to be and walk with us along the way in the days and the week to come. So that's another form of blessing. And sometimes at the end of my message, or maybe at the end of the closing song, you've got myself, you've got Melinda, and we're giving us a blessing for a change. We're asking a change and a charge. It's a charge for us to go out into the world and not just keep it in here, but to go out into the world to do and be of service for God to others, to do God's work. And continuing, sometimes we seek a blessing for strength because we're just floundering in the deep end pool of life. And we're just floundering in there, and we're seeking a blessing to please lift us up, right? So we can be supported. Now, I don't know about you, but I have sought a blessing by going home. By going home. What I mean by that is when I did this to the home that I chose to, is I went to the home of my parents. Now, these are the two persons who raised me. They are the two people who really know me well. And they are willing to be with me in the worst of times in my life during this time frame. And I was in the dumps, and my gut said, you know what, Mark? Go home. Go home and be with them for a short period of time. And I'm telling you straight up that was the very medicine that I needed. Now, here's the funny thing about that trip. I didn't share with them what was going on. I didn't tell them one thing that was going sideways in my life at that point. However, I think they instinctively knew what was going on, because parents do, you know, they have that parent connectional thingy going on. And nonetheless, seeking that blessing by going home, just being in their presence. In their presence is all that I needed. I was blessed by their care and their love, and it got me through that rough patch. Oftentimes, friends, we want a blessing of affirmation or confirmation to make sure that we're aligned with the Spirit and what the Spirit wants for us. And let me tell you, firsthand knowledge in this is when the Spirit is involved, watch out. Because you're anticipating one thing, and then suddenly, boom, here comes God. Look at God. And the unexpected happens, and so we have that great example of what happened there with the two cousins, Mary and Elizabeth. And we heard about them in the scripture passage that was read earlier by Beth, and it comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. Case in point, Mary, she went to offer confirmation as well as encouragement to Elizabeth. Sometimes we think it's all about Mary, right? But in this instance, she was making it about Elizabeth. And we know this because in Luke chapter 1, verses 36 and 37, the angel Gabriel, after having dropped the truth bomb on Mary, that though she was a virgin, she was about to have baby, and hello, it's not just a little, any kind of baby, it's God's son. And so there's a double divine whammy going on there. And the angel told Mary, in reading this, look, even in her old age, and we're talking she was 88, your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son. This woman was labeled unable to conceive, is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Now, upon that news, Mary, newly pregnant, she goes hurrying along because she has got to see her cousin. In her heart, she believes that Elizabeth needs to know what God is doing in her life. And indeed, Mary's presence, get that again, the blessing of presence, her presence turned out to be a significant contribution and confirmation for Elizabeth. Because what happens? The minute that Mary greets her cousin to bless her with great news, boom, Elizabeth's child just leaps up in her womb and she's filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary's blessing made an important connection for Elizabeth. That same angel Gabriel who had spoken to Mary had also shared the news of Elizabeth's pregnancy with her husband, who was the priest Zechariah. And what did he do when he got that news? The man expressed doubt. No, you don't do that with God. And so he got silenced. He was not able to speak. I think most women would probably sit there and go, thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, but so he was silenced for doubting. And this is when for Elizabeth, so see, that news that had been shared with Zechariah had not been verbally said to her, and it was when Mary came into the picture that then she said that to Elizabeth, and then the heavens opened up for her. They opened up for her, and they also gave her a power kick in the womb. And this then leads into a turnaround, what I would call a turnaround blessing in this home. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth offers a blessing then for Mary and her unborn son, acknowledging the special role that Mary now has as the mother of the Savior. These two women, and I can't wait to preach one day about these two women. These two women together, power couple, let me tell you, prophetically blessing each other and having been divinely blessed by God, have become something that is larger than their own individual destinies. You get that? It's not about just them. They have now become something bigger. This, friends, is a confirmation of hope. This, friends, is the fulfillment of a promise. They allowed, you see, the Spirit to work in them and through them, and we are blessed by this promise. We are challenged and given hope by this promise. And when we invite the Spirit to come in and work in us and through us, We begin to know and experience, and then we become a blessing. All right, taking all that I just shared now, think about this. The blessing of home can provide us with a calling, help transform us, can shield us, motivate us to serve and care others, strengthen us, receiving the restorative gift of presence, offering us encouragement, affirmation, confirmation. God with us every step of the way on our faith and our life journey. I think of such a home as this place. This place. This faith community of Harmony, Toluca Lake. What a blessing we have in this home. Yeah? Receiving and sharing in so many ways. And I just want to share a few examples that, you know, we've had the four-year blessing of Melinda and the worship band, all of us just singing, celebrating, giving praise. The blessing of a home where this past Tuesday a marvelous online holiday concert was presented. And it wasn't just for us. It was benefiting Rock Era. This is an arts organization for underprivileged children in black and brown communities. You see that photo of them? This is awesome.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ariana. I'm the founder and program director of Rock Era. We want to say a huge thank you to Harmony Toluca Lake for the benefit concert this year. We are so excited for what's to come with our beautiful rock kids. We rock with Rock Era!
Yes. And there was their blessing of everyone who pitched in to make Zoom worship. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Zoom worship, right? Woo! Lord, the distancing from one another. Oh, was it not challenging? Was it not? Oh, it was such challenge and so difficult. However, all of us made it happen. We made the best of it. And what came out of that? What truly came out of that was a gift. And the gift was the blessing of our strengthening of faith. And not only that, the strengthening of our faith and home in Christ. That's what came out of that. And what you see there in that photo is a behind-the-scenes shot that I took of Rev Dave as he's leading us in the sacrament of online communion. The blessing of talent and preparation for the return into our sanctuary. We had home in our hearts, right? But wasn't it great to just come back, to be back in person, to resume in-person worship? It's like, woo, no more Zoom worship. Please, Lord, no more. Right? But part of that resumption, including a lot of prep work so that we could live stream, and a tremendous amount of that hard work came into play. And I just want to give another shout out to Dave Whitaker and Marlon De Silva, who spent numerous hours just setting up all the tech that was required. And Harmony received the blessing of financial contributions for this effort so that our faith home is being experienced beyond these walls. Get that it's not just staying here, that again, the blessing of home is being made as a difference by connecting with folks that are throughout the country and throughout the world. What a blessing. And then you talk about prep, the blessing of preparation for the children's ministry. Under the phenomenal leadership of pastoral intern Jace Lucas, we've got Beth Mueller and Rev Dave Bungie and Eric Feltes, and work days were part of that preparation and that process. And there's Tara Susuji, and she's putting in her mad paint skills into the mix. And then there's this group photo from one of our work days, a home in which we are blessed. And it is such a blessing, the Harmony Kids teachers and volunteers and workers. And we could even use more, hint, hint. What really excites me, and I know it excites you, is these delightful children. These delightful children are blessing us. They are, am I right? They're helping us build God's kingdom here on earth. Then we had the blessing of presence within the home of Harmony by experiencing some fun times, just like we did when we went to the Norton Simon Museum. We also had the blessing of group outings, enjoying meals and fellowship, and I'm giving a shout out to the impressive, always impressive, Jason Hecht, who leads out our Dining Out with Harmony each month. And what happens there is we're blessing local restaurants. We are blessing local restaurants in the area with our presence as well as our patronage. So we're sharing the blessings. And then we got the blessing of home that extends to just more than human beings, but to all of God's creatures. This past October, over 30 people came out here so that they could have their pet companions blessed, and included Alex and Melanie and their dog Zoe. And that day's blessings, just so you know, that day's blessings went beyond that specific day. What happened, this is interesting, is recently my path crossed that of Alex and Melanie's, and they saw me at a Toluca Lake Chamber of Commerce meeting, and they came up to me and said, Pastor Mark, and I'm sitting there going, who, what? And then they said, we met you, and then we started talking about the blessing of the animals, and then they shared this photo of their dog Zoe in front of the joy sign, and then we chatted about their local business, the Moody Vegan, and that made me think of Melinda, and how we can make a connection with them so that we can enjoy their delicious vegan cakes. And the blessing of home's love. When some of our families and our children and faith community invited guests, they came to Griffith Park last Sunday and enjoying this magical holiday train ride, and get this, 35 individuals responded to this fun opportunity. The blessing of home. This photo right here moves me so much because that's June 27th, and that burns into my head for a great reason, because that's the first time when we met out on Harmony's front lawn, and I think everybody will probably well remember that moment that was there, because, and look at those smiling faces, I love them all. Coming together for the first time since mid-March of 2020. That was 15 months later for fellowship as well as an opportunity to bless others in service. And what we did was we benefited the center as well as the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry. And so what I want to do for just this moment as we talk about blessings and caring for others, that I want to invite one of Harmony's leaders, the Reverend Jefferson Beaker, to come forward, who also provides us with weekly meditations, just to say a few words about the importance of this.
Harmony, you have been an enormous blessing to people throughout the San Fernando Valley who don't have enough food to feed their families. Their paycheck does not stretch enough to provide all of the food that they need. So the participation that Harmony has in the Valley Interfaith Food Pantry is major. There are over 20 churches that have signed up to be part of the food pantry program, but I have to tell you, really only 5 or 6 congregations are regular contributors to this program. And Harmony, you are one. You have stepped up to bring food to place on our chancel, that it could be blessed, that it could go to the food pantry to provide meals for people in the San Fernando Valley. What this does is say to people that Harmony is a congregation on the move, that Harmony is a congregation that has an outreach and a mission that is important. And so give yourself a hand for that wonderful mission and that wonderful program that you have unselfishly participated in. God bless you, and thank you for continuing to be a blessing as we move into the new year.
Thanks, Reverend Jefferson. The blessing of home, where something beautiful and exceptional happens in our lives. And maybe that blessing has already taken root within you. Maybe it's already bursting forth. Maybe it's a love that shines brightly within you like the North Star. to which others are drawn. Maybe in this home, it's the grace that blesses those with your presence. And in ways, well, in ways in which you're not even aware. Maybe this blessing is a wisdom that someone longs for. Maybe it's a friendship that saves lives, literally saves lives. Friends, as we go forth on this day, continuing to experience the season of Advent and preparation for Christmas Day, in the blessing of home, let us walk in the light of Christ, where joy will be found and love will be the tie that binds us together. Amen. Amen. At this point, I want to invite Rev. Jefferson Ford once again. On Blue Christmas, during the Blue Christmas worship service, we had a blessing for individuals who wanted to come forward for that. And so I want to extend this opportunity again, Rev. Jefferson.
As Melinda and the band do our final song, I want to invite any of you who would like to come forward for an anointing, for a blessing, to go forward through this holiday season and into the new year. May you be blessed. May the light of Christ continue to lead you forward. So, as you wish to do so, I invite you to come forward.
Oh, shepherd's quay at the side.
Go in peace. God bless. Merry Christmas. We're going to sing for you as you exit and say goodbye to everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hang all the mistletoe.